J-Bot G, we're on the fly at the Blue Barn on a very blue sky Thursday at Air Venture 2024. And David Lighting and I, David's the Young Eagles program manager for EAA, as well as other things. You have a plate that's full of all kinds of things. And so does our next guest that's with us, Danielle Schmick. She has a big laundry list of things she does here. Why don't you introduce us?
Yeah, so Danielle Schmick is, I don't even know your official title. I think it's Aero Educate Manager, but she's involved in a little bit of everything, you know, youth activity related. And we were just talking with Jimmy about the smiles on these kids' faces when they get out of the airplane and how excited they are. But after doing these flights for 32 years, we learned very quickly we got to offer things for these kids to stay engaged in aviation afterwards. Otherwise, it's just a cool one-time flight that, you know, maybe they remember fondly forever, but how do you really get them to stay involved? And that's where Danielle comes in. And one of her big programs that she's gotten involved in the last couple of years and is a staple here at EAA is our Air Academy program. Danielle, can you talk about what's going on over at the Air Academy?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Jeff and David, for having me today. Air Academy is a very established and distinguished program that we've had here for about 40 years now. We host, during the summer, multiple sessions of overnight summer camp experiences for kids. So historically, we've really kind of hit the 12 to 18 year old range. You know, each of the sessions is based on age level, but they get a little taste of everything while they're here. They get some workshop time, some flight experience, a little bit of instruction in classrooms, and just meeting each other and networking, and just getting to Oshkosh and staying in our beautiful lodge right on site. So it's a pretty awesome experience that these kids get an opportunity to do. And they are flying in from all over the country to get this experience, and it's truly amazing.
Well, I know for a fact that there are a lot of, and Dave and I were talking about this yesterday, the Young Eagles that then leads to the Air Academy, that then leads to flight training, mm-hmm. and then next yep. thing you know, you have a lot of friends that are flying commercially who were at the Air Academy
Absolutely.
And know each other from the Air Academy.
We run into them all the time.
Yeah,
yes.
it's a great program.
Yes.
Hey, and so how many campers do you guys usually accommodate in a given year? And I mean, what's that application process like? Like, how do these kids get the opportunity to come to these camps?
Yeah, so historically, we get anywhere between 250, 275 campers. Each session is about 45 to 48 campers large. And really, it's an open application. Anybody can apply that is interested. Some of our chapters do sponsor campers to attend, so some chapters will hold some spots for their youth, and then they'll send students that they've selected. Otherwise, the remaining spots are really open for application, and it's really a first-come, first-served basis. The very nice thing about it, too, is with the cost of the camp experience, chapters are sponsoring some of our campers that are coming, and we also have camperships available, which is almost like a scholarship specific for this camp experience, which can offset some of those costs for families.
So specifically, I know there are some changes going on and things like that. For next year, what's going to be offered?
Yeah, so we've really reflected back on this amazing program. It has really done an amazing job of connecting with these kids. And what we've noticed with some of our data recently is there is a very high demand for the older age groups. So we'd really like to respond to that. So we will be catering more to the 15 to 18 year old range. And with that, we are going to be implementing a couple sessions that really zero in on piloting specifically.
That's
so
awesome.
Those kids yeah. who are going into that career track, we want to get them on our Redbird simulators, doing some scenarios, talking to some pilots, and just having more of a zeroed in focus on that, while we'll still continue to offer our general sessions as well.
Yeah. What's really cool about that, Danielle, is that if a kid really does think he wants to be a pilot, and the Air Academy is offering these specific things that are on his bucket list or her bucket list,
yeah.
it's like, ooh, I want to do that.
Yeah,
and it makes it that much more attractive.
It's an incredible opportunity. So we want to just get the word out and make sure that as many kids as possible have this opportunity.
So obviously the Air Academy is great, and it's a great way to get these kids in from the local chapters. But the biggest benefit to that is those kids have already had a little bit of exposure to aviation when the chapter sends them. But
typically, yes, yeah.
You yep. know, we're standing here in the center of the world's largest aviation event, and thanks to Boeing, we have free youth admission. So
that's huge.
I'm sure we get tons of kids on the grounds that this is their first exposure to aviation. So what are you and your team doing to capture the imagination of those kids while they're on the grounds? What sort of things can the kids do here in Oshkosh during the week?
So with that free admission, we have recognized that we have a lot more families coming to this event than historically, which is amazing. And we've also found that they sometimes don't know really where to start. So we wanted to give them a place to start. So at our four corners, which is right on Celebration Way on the way to Boeing Plaza, one of our EAA tents is a youth welcome center. So open for families is kind of their first stop on the grounds, is kind of the hope. And we have some fun activities. It's been absolutely busy and bustling all week. We have a bunch of interactive activities where kids are putting on stickers and hanging up yarn and using rubber bands. And there's a large color wall and a cockpit photo op on. They're making keychains. It's pretty busy, keeps them moving. And then we send them off with a map of the grounds that labels all the youth areas that they can go explore after they leave our tent. So we want to kind of give them a good experience for a few minutes and then make sure they know what their options are and where to find those options on the grounds where they can keep engaging their kids.
So what are some of those options? Where do they go? I mean, what's the, if you had to pick the top two or three places to send these families, where are they going on the grounds?
I would have to say KidVenture is probably one of our biggest staples. It is off of, you know, not necessarily in the gates, but is close to our museum and our Pioneer Airport area. But there are buses that will help with the transportation with that. But there are, I mean, you could spend the whole day there and probably still not get through all the activities that are available. So that's definitely something I'd recommend. I know Nassau STEM Zone has an amazing exhibit space for kids to explore aerospace. And then even EAA, we have our Warbird Youth Area, our Vintage Youth Area. The list goes on and on, but it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the Vintage, they just cut the ribbon on the Vintage Youth
beautiful
Pavilion
building.
this week, Monday.
It's gorgeous.
So it's awesome. You also, so we're just down the street here from most of the universities too, and I know in coordination with the universities you also facilities, talk about that a little bit for the older kids moving into a career.
So right at the entrance of Aviation Gateway Park, which really is geared towards those high school kids kind of starting to think about what am I going to do high school and where am I going to do my training, right at the entrance we have the Aero Educate Center, and we've recognize that there's lots of opportunities for the younger kids on the grounds, but there's not as many focused areas for that middle school and high school level. So we are running every day different forums and different hands-on activities for those middle school and high school kids to learn about different career tracks, how to get to that point, what can I do now to get prepared for that, get their hands on some equipment in those areas. So the Aero Educate Center right at the entrance of Aviation Gateway Park.
So Aero Educate, what is that?
Aero Educate is a pretty darn new initiative. So I heard you mention Young Eagles is 1992. We are 2022 is when we started. So we're definitely in our infancy, but it is a new free online program primarily for youth, kindergarten through 12th grade. Free activities for them to explore aviation and careers within it. They earn points and badges along the way. So it's a pretty amazing resource for kids after their Young Eagles flight, for example. They can stay engaged with aviation and stay connected with EAA. But if you're interested, visit aeroeducate.org and check it out.
So we just had Jimmy up here, and he was talking about playing that mentor role and how much that means to him. So for the mentors out there, the chapters, potentially school teachers, counselors, is there a way they can leverage Aero Educate and get it out in front of these kids in their local area?
Absolutely. So there are two components of the program. There are self-exploratory activities for the kids, and the adults can definitely point them in that direction. We also have a set of group activities for adults to facilitate with kids. So hands-on aviation STEM activities that use, you know, straw, paper clips, string, things like that, easy things around the house, where kids are building things that you might not have thought it might fly, and it does. And they experiment with it and just kind of get some hands-on with aviation at a very low cost. So they can also facilitate those activities.
That's awesome. Well, you have a lot of other chores as well, and we're going to talk about those when we come back. J-Mont-G, we're on the fly at the Blue Barn. We're talking about Young Eagles. We're talking about the Air Academy. We're talking about Aero Educate and a lot of other things coming up here in the next half hour. So don't go away. You're listening to EA Radio.